In black and white film footage, a lion roars inside a framed banner, Ars Gratia Artis, trademark Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. On a playbill, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Todd Browning's production of Freaks, suggested by Todd Robbins' story, Spurs. A hand reaches through the back of a playbill and rips it away. A carnival barker wearing a black bowler crumples a playbill in his hands.
We didn't lie to you, folks. We told you we had living, breathing monstrosities. You laughed at them, shuddered at them, and yet, but for the accident of birth, you might be even as they are. They did not ask to be brought into the world, but into the world they came. Their code is a law unto themselves. Offend one, and you offend them all.
A small crowd gathers around the barker who steps off a sword swallower's stage.
And now, folks, if you'll just step this way, you are about to witness the most amazing, the most astounding living monstrosity of all time.
A woman peers into an enclosed pen, then recoils.
Friends, she was once a beautiful woman. A royal prince shot himself for love of her. She was known as the Peacock of the Air.
In flashback, a blonde woman sits on a trapeze swing. Standing below, two little people smile up at her.
He is a beautiful. Miss Wahan, she's the most beautiful big woman I have ever seen.
Why, Han, how you talk? I should be jealous pretty soon.
Ah, don't be silly.
Don't be silly? I've seen these women making ice at my Han. Of course, I ain't jealous. Oh, freedom, my dear. I have ice for only one woman. The woman I asked to be my wife.
Hans bows to Frida. High above them, the woman makes complete rotations on the trapeze swing. Later, a strong man wearing a leather weight belt wrestles a bull by its horns.
Well, I'm Frida.
Frida walks backstage where a handler waits with a pony.
Captain, you're the anger, your man.
That's a feel better. Why am I here on the girl? I walk too low to dumb shame.
Now wearing a cape with a high collar, the blonde trapeze artist steps backstage through a curtain. Standing only as high as her waist, Hans looks her up and down. The woman turns to Hans, arches her eyebrows, then smiles. She turns and unfastens her cape, which drops to the ground. Hans picks up the cape and presents it to her. Sitting on the pony, Frida glares at her husband. The blonde woman turns and smiles over her shoulder at Hans.
Are you laughing at me?
Why, no, monsieur.
Thanks, I'm glad.
Why should I laugh at you?
Most big people do. They don't realize I'm a man with the same feelings they have.
The woman kneels. She clasps Hans' hands as he drapes the cape over her shoulders.
Thank you. You are so kind, monsieur.
The woman releases Hans, strides up to Frida, and fluffs her tutu with one hand. Frida shoos the woman away with her scepter, then rides into the ring side saddle on her pony. Holding one hand over her chest, the woman watches Frida disappear through the curtain. She approaches Hans, kneels, and pinches his cheek.
You must come to see me sometime, and we'll have a little wine together.
Danke, Fräulein Klee, danke.
Smiling broadly, Hans bows to her as she departs. He straightens his suit jacket, then steps out into the ring. Elsewhere, two men in suits walk through a wooded estate together.
Look at the old John, I'm beside the property. Last night, you had too heavy a dinner, now your imagination,
but
you know.
But, Monsieur Duval, at first, I could not believe my own eyes. A lot of horrible, twisted things, you know, crawling, whining, laughing.
Be done, John. What were you drinking last night?
Nothing, Monsieur, I assure you.
Nearby, a blonde woman sits under a willow tree beside two disabled individuals.
Oh, monsieur, there must be a law in France to smother such things at birth. Or lock them up.
All right, John. If there's anything like you see on my ground, you'll have it removed.
They turn and peer into a glade where a man lies on his back and plays a harmonica. Several circus performers, including a dwarf, a man amputated below the waist, and four pinheads, or people suffering from microcephaly, dance in a circle around him. As the men approach, the performers run to the blonde woman.
Go away, all of you! Don't you know trespassing the same as stealing?
Oh, I'm sorry, monsieur. I am Madame Tetralini. These children are in my circus.
Children? They're monsters.
Oh, your circus. I understand.
So you see, monsieur, when I get a chance, I like to take them into the sunshine and let them play like children. That is what most of them are. Children.
Children.
A mustached man with no arms or legs lies on the ground.
Children.
Please, forget what was said, madame. You are welcome to remain. Au revoir. Come, Jean.
Thanks a thousand, monsieur.
Thousand thanks, monsieur.
Oh, shame. Shame, shame. How many times have I told you not to be frightened? Have I not told you? God, look. After all these children...
Returning to the circus, Madame Tetralini and her children walk by a pair of acrobats in tights.
Good evening, Madame Tetralini.
How are you, Madame Tetralini? Big crowd tonight.
One of the men sticks out his tongue after they pass.
There she goes, taking them out to exercise. Nice to a lot of mangy freaks.
Aha! Just as they are represented on the banners, you will see them on the inside. Living, breathing monstrosities. Josephine Joseph, half woman, half man.
Have a cigar, Joseph.
You dropped your lipstick, Josephine.
Don't get her sore or he'll bust you in the nose.
Half made up as a man and half as a woman, Josephine Joseph strides off. A light-haired woman ushers a seal into a cage, then locks the door.
You're all wrong.
I didn't do it.
What you're trying to do? Be funny?
You just don't understand.
A Roman lady. Getting off the bull and scratching yourself.
Well, can't a Roman lady itch?
Why don't you take a bath?
I did, but it's the bull that needs the bath.
Josephine Joseph walks past the strong man and a brown-haired man with a stutter taking off a dress. Josephine Joseph pauses and turns her feminine side toward the strong man.
I think she likes you, but he don't.
Backstage, Hans waits by the curtain as the blonde aerialist returns from the ring.
Oh, Hans. Those flowers you sent to me, they were beautiful.
But not as beautiful as you.
Oh, thank you.
She kneels and touches Hans' lapel.
And Hans, I don't like to ask, but may I have the loan of another 1,000 francs until my money from Paris arrives?
With pleasure, Fräulein.
Thank you.
She kisses his cheek.
I'll bring it to your wagon tonight.
The seal trainer collects clothes in the strong man's wagon.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Maybe I was just fooling.
Fooling?
Yeah.
Fooling, huh? Come, little girl. I want to take care of you. Oh, and I fell for that.
She picks up a pair of shoes, then grabs some clothes hanging from pegs.
Oh, forget it. Forget it.
The strong man waves one hand as the woman walks around the wagon collecting various knickknacks.
So, you're quitting. Is that it?
Maybe I'm only fooling.
Well, you're not quitting me, because I'm kicking you out.
He snatches a bottle of perfume out of her hands.
Oh, no, you don't. I gave you this.
Why, you cheap. Oh.
And don't you come around crying tonight, trying to get back in. I'm through wasting my time and money on things like you.
Yeah, your time, but my money.
Ungrateful little tramp.
The strong man sprays himself with the perfume. Outside, carrying an armful of clothes and other belongings, the light-haired SEAL trainer passes a man in clown makeup. She stops and turns to him.
Well, what are you staring at? Didn't you ever see a lady move before? I guess you've been listening to every word he said. That's it. That's it. Go ahead and laugh. It's funny, ain't it? Yeah. Women are funny, ain't they? They're all tramps, ain't they? Yeah. Except when you can get money from them.
The man stares at her without expression as she storms into a nearby caravan. He watches her, then turns away and rubs cold cream over his face. He dashes to her wagon.
Say, who do you think you are shooting off your head?
He climbs inside.
Say, this is Frozo. Frozo you're talking to. Not any of those slugs you've been chasing around with. Now you listen to me.
Oh, I didn't mean you. I had to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, you dated with all of love. You're sharp shooting your cheek. And how you squeal when you get what's coming to you. Oh, easy, kid, easy. Cut it!
Frozo rubs one hand over his face.
It's my own fault. What gets me so cockeyed sore at myself is that I fell for that big hunk of thief.
So you finally got wise to yourself, did you? The funny thing about you women, most of you don't get wise soon enough. You're waiting till you're so old nobody wants you.
Nobody does most of the time.
Well, you ought to be tickled to death you're washed up with him. You're not so hard to look at. Give yourself a tumble. You'll make the grade. Your breaks is coming.
Coming? Gone, you mean?
Oh, now you're going to sit there feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, no, I ain't. Don't you ever accuse me of that.
All right. All right. But one thing. Don't go out filling your hide with a lot of booze celebrating. Because fun what's got that way never done no one no good. Get me?
She nods.
I got you.
Wiping his face with a towel, Frozo turns to leave.
Hey! You're a pretty good kid.
You're darn right I am. You should have caught me before my operation.
Frozo nods, then steps outside as a pair of conjoined twins walk toward him.
Hello, Frozo.
Well, well, well. Tomorrow night's the big night, eh, Daisy?
Yes, the sister's getting married, and I'm thrilled to death. She thrills at anything.
Oh, Roscoe's a good kid.
She's only joking. She'll like him lots after she knows him better.
Oh, that reminds me. Close your eyes, Violet. Go ahead, close them.
Violet shuts her eyes.
What did I do?
Pin Stacy's arm.
Well, what do you know about that? Oh, Daisy.
Her master's voice is calling.
Getting fresh, eh? Well...
I don't like it one bit. Well, come on, come on. You'll have to hurry. We haven't much time.
So you were fighting with that cheap clown, were you?
No, I wasn't. All he was doing a trick with me.
You shut up. I'm the marrying your sister, not you who. I saw him getting familiar with you.
Oh, come on, Daisy.
Oh, no, you don't. She's gonna stay right here.
No, she isn't. I gotta go.
Oh, boy. You're always using that for an excuse, for an alibi.
Later, Hercules, the strong man, sings as he strolls into camp. The blonde aerialist, Cleopatra, sticks her head out of her caravan window.
Where are you going?
Smiling, he walks up to her.
Well, you don't look around so much, do you?
Oh, yes. I have seen you.
So, that's how it is. You got to be caught.
Hercules nods.
Well?
He moves toward her, but Cleopatra slinks back inside. Grinning, Hercules walks around to her door. Inside, Cleopatra puts on a robe.
helped yourself to drink.
Ah, that is fine.
Hercules rubs his hands together, then pours himself a drink.
Feel like eating something?
Always.
Cleopatra cooks at a pot-bellied stove. Stepping up to her, Hercules hands her a glass, then raises his own glass.
What's it?
They both drink. Cleopatra sets down her glass, then holds up an egg.
How many?
Oh, I'm not very hungry. About six.
Smiling, she cracks the egg into a pan, then tosses the shell aside.
How do you like them?
Standing with her arms akimbo, Cleopatra smiles.
Not bad.
Hercules grabs her roughly.
Oh, but you are strong. You're squeezing me to death.
And you like it.
Oh, you're taking my breath away.
As he kisses her, Cleopatra wraps her arms around him. Josephine Joseph watches them from the open door. Cleopatra's smile falls as she turns toward the door.
You?
Hercules dashes outside. Cleopatra moves to the open window and watches.
Well, here's something for your eye.
Hercules punches Josephine Joseph in the face.
But Hans, my liebchen, you have not been listening to what I have been saying. Hans.
Yes, Frieda.
You have not been listening to me.
Yes, I have, Frieda, I have.
Then what was I saying?
You were saying, what were you saying?
I was saying, tonight you must not smoke such a big cigar. Your voice was very bad at tonight's show.
Please, Frieda, don't tell me what I do. When I want a cigar, I smoke a cigar. I want no orders from a woman.
Hans, this is the first time since we have been engaged you have spoken to me so. Why is it?
Hans strokes Frieda's arm.
Oh, Friedchen, I'm sorry. Here's a coffee.
Anything?
5 lumps from sugar in each.
In Cleopatra's wagon.
Say, the little ape sent to Paris for this.
Yes, Paris. We are doing very well.
Nodding, Hercules takes an apple from a bowl of fruit, then lies on a cot.
But I don't like fruit.
Fruit is a lot. It's good for you.
Next time I tell him I like shellfish. Who is it?
It's Hans.
Cleopatra turns to Hercules and presses one finger over her lips. She steps to the door and speaks through the window shutters.
Who?
It's Hans.
Oh, my darling. Your basket of fruit was lovely. But I am taking a bath now. Can't you come back later?
Yes, Fräulein.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Cleopatra stifles a laugh. Hercules claps a hand over his own mouth.
Shh. You'll spoil everything if he hears you.
Hercules falls into a fit of laughter. Laughing herself, Cleopatra drops into his arms.
What's the matter? You ain't singing as usual.
Oh, this morning I had such a big washing to do.
Hi, Pam.
As Frieda hangs up laundry, the seal trainer Venus darns a sock.
I said, how's Hans?
Oh, Hans is fine. Thank you, he's fine.
Frieda, something's wrong. What is it?
Oh, nothing. Only, well, that Cleopatra woman. My Hans. Oh, I cannot tell it.
She's still after Hans, ain't she?
Yeah, how is she smiling by him?
Yeah, well, if she smiles by somebody I know, she'll have to buy herself a new set of teeth.
Why is it? We women always has got to worry.
Oh, it's always been that way. I guess it always will be.
Yeah, and by me she has no shame. Always when I can hear it, she says to him, "Many thanks, my darling, for the flowers. Thanks, my darling, for this. And thanks, my darling, for that." Always something he has given.
Oh, don't you worry, Frieda. He doesn't love her. Oh, that big horse.
Yeah,
but she keeps after him. That's why I worry.
Elsewhere, Hercules plays cards with two acrobats as Hans watches Cleopatra.
Why not paint tight? You know, with spangles all around. It'll show her finger off more.
Oh, nice. No type. Without type. You know that stuff, flimsy. What you call it, stuff. Where the finger shows through.
Why not like Lady Godiva?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, and I'll hire her to ride the bed of my bull.
Gilbert, Gilbert, what have you in your sword of the head? Repaid? Oh, ouch. What's the matter, Gilbert? What's the matter?
Oh, I think I sprained my shoulder last night. Give it up, will you?
Cleopatra bares her shoulder to Hans, who rubs it.
Further. Down. Over.
The card players snicker.
Oh, it's so good to be rubbed.
A card, lady.
What for?
A couple of lovers from Berlin.
Yes, I think they're trying to follow this question. Get the head out of the closet. You need reasons like it in China.
That reminds me. I had a swell dream about you last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He was standing in a bathing suit on a rock.
Yeah.
You know, like a statue. And the wind was blowing through your hair and the waves were washing around you. And your figure. How it stood out. It looked great. Say, you have got a good figure.
Froza ogles Venus.
Oh, do you think so?
Sure.
Hey, Froza. Did you try that gag I told you about?
Yeah, I did, and it was a wow. Get up here, Johnny, and I'll show it to you. I did everything you told me, and I laid him right in the sawdust. Watch this, Venus. Watch this.
Hello, Venus.
Hello, Johnny. Say, Frozo, what else did you dream?
Then the dream changed. We was in Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, that's the opera, right in the front box. We was all dressed up.
Oh, gee, what did I have on?
And did I look swell? Everybody was pointing at me. They were saying, that's Frozo, the clown. And was I embarrassed.
Frozo puts on an oversized suit.
Did they say anything about me?
Sure.
Well, what did they say?
Huh? Hit me. Go ahead, hit me. On the head, hit me.
Frozo hands Venus a giant mallet. As she bops him on the head, Frozo's head disappears inside his suit. He flaps his arms as he turns in a circle.
Oh, that's how it is. You don't think it's funny. It's sad, is it? Well, it'll just...
A pinhead runs up and whispers in Frozo's ear.
No! Where? Come on!
Johnny, an amputee missing his legs, walks on his hands after Frozo.
Come on, Venus, the bearded lady's baby's born!
Frozo runs into a wagon packed with circus freaks.
Oh.
He kneels at the bearded lady's bedside. An armless woman pulls back the sheet with her foot.
Isn't it cute?
What is it?
A girl.
Oh, boy, that's great, and it's going to have a beard.
An extremely emaciated man brings a box of cigars to the card players.
Ah, how's the proud father?
Fine.
What was it?
A girl.
Better luck next time. You might get a couple of Smith brothers.
I'm fine.
Back in their wagon, the conjoined twins, Violet and Daisy, make up a bed.
Please, don't quarrel with him anymore.
Oh, well, if he's going to say anything, let him say it. Don't let him pup for an hour.
Say, you're going to do as I say. I'm the boss of my home.
Half of it, you mean. Please, Violet.
Now, listen here. I don't want those tramps that you go with hanging around my wife.
Oh, be quiet. Hook up our dress.
Oh, if it isn't your dress, I'm hooking up. It's something else. And another thing, you got to cut out getting drunk every night, too.
Is that so?
Yeah. I'm not going to have my wife laying in the bed half the day with your hangover.
Come on, Daisy, let's get out of here.
Oh, no, she don't. She's going to stay right here.
Come on, I got to go.
Ah, boy, you're always using that for an excuse for an alibi.
Yeah.
In another wagon, a little person pours drinks as the armless woman sits nearby.
Cleopatra ain't one of us. Why, we're just filthy things to her. She'd spit on hands if he wasn't giving her presents.
Let her try it. Let her try doing anything to one of us.
You're right. She don't know us, but she'll find out.
The man slips a wine glass between her toes. Elsewhere, a man with no arms or legs lights a match and cigarette using only his mouth as Rollo the Acrobat chats to him.
I kind of peeked out of the corner of my eye and got Madame Tetralini giving us the once-over. I guess she knows she's got a good act, one of the best in the business. It isn't only our act that gets them. We've got personality. We know how to sell the stuff. Same way in the last town. Never heard such applause in your life. Let me tell you something that everybody around here don't know. We're only killing time with this circus. We've got bigger time to follow. And we can do it, too. Well, catch a rack tomorrow night. We got something new.
Now you can do anything with eyebrow?
Frozo washes up outside a wagon as one of the pinheads walks up and tugs on him.
Oh, Slippy, what a pretty dress. Oh, how beautiful you look tonight.
Standing a short distance away, Venus smiles at them.
You're just a man's woman. You know what I mean? Huh? You.
The bald Schlitzy smiles sheepishly.
If you're a good girl, when I get to Paris, I'm going to buy you a big hat with a long, beautiful feather on it.
Schlitzy waves as her fellow pinheads walk up.
Oh, hello, Elvira.
Hello.
Hello, Jenny Lee. Mm-hmm.
Look, hasn't Schlitzy got a beautiful dress? Isn't that pretty? When I get to Paris, I'm going to buy her a big hat with a long feather on it. And if you're a good girl, when I get to Paris, I'm going to buy you a hat with a bigger feather on it.
Sure, fine. Well, it's ten, so it's always one. I wish you a man had with this in my time then.
Why, Schlitzy, what's the matter?
Schlitzy walks up to Frozo and smacks his chest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Schlitzy.
It's always fine. It's you, it's you. I was saying it's going to have to stay on the dance.
Did you see him? He was out there again tonight.
He followed you from the last town.
I know it, and if Daddy sees it, there'll be a fight.
Well, ain't your fault.
Ah, there you are, Francis. I thought you'd gone to bed.
Oh, Rollo.
Well, hear that crowd out there again tonight? I bet you thought the tent was on fire, huh? Well, it wasn't. Just the Rollo brothers, panicking them again. But then we do it in every town. We're so used to it, it's getting monotonous. Say, you want to take a look at her act tomorrow night?
Careful, careful. Don't waste any of it.
Hans mixes a drink for Cleopatra.
Look how it sparkles.
Like your eyes. Dancing. Gay. Make bubbles.
Cleopatra reclines on her bed as she sips the drink.
Oh, it's delicious. Nice.
It comes by the finest vineyard of France.
And you sent for it specially for me?
For the most beautiful woman in all the world.
Darling.
Outside, Frozo scrubs himself in a tub as Venus steps out of her wagon.
Hello there, baby. Hey, where you been so long?
You're a funny guy, Frozo. Sometimes you panic me.
Don't I know it? I panic the world. Because I use my noodles. I think a funny gag. I make the world laugh. With me, clowning is an art. Hey, why the hat? The head cold?
Thought you and me had a date to go out.
Oh, I forgot all about it.
Well, I'm into this now. I gotta go through with it.
I'll make it snappy, will you? I'm all dolled up for the occasion.
Sorry, kid. Can't do it now.
Frozo slips out from underneath the bottomless tub, revealing himself to be wearing pants.
We'll make it some other time, huh?
Venus glances away.
Don't feel that way about it. I just got this idea all of a sudden. I gotta finish it. Hey, funny gag, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm laughing myself sick.
Oh, say, come on.
Honey, hey. Come on. Now.
Venus grins.
That's much better.
Tilting up her chin, he kisses her.
can't be the first time you ever done that.
It ain't the first time I felt like doing it.
Yeah?
Oh, Venus.
They embrace and kiss passionately.
Gee,
I don't mind telling you I've wanted to do this for a long time.
Oh, Frozo.
Well, we're all set now, eh, Venus?
Yeah.
All set now.
Yeah.
Please. Please do.
A mustached man holds Violet's hand.
Don't you want to make me happy?
Yes. But I don't know what to say.
Just say yes, dear. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Oh, Violet.
The man kisses Violet. Daisy closes a book, raises her face, and smiles with her eyes closed. Meanwhile, Roscoe watches Frozo work on the bottomless tub.
What are you kicking about? You've got a good wife. You're happy.
Oh, it's that sister-in-law of mine. She wants to sit up half the night reading.
Gee, that's tough.
Tough, you.
Roscoe looks up, then glares. He pokes Frozo, who turns and looks. Hans kisses Cleopatra's hand, then strides away from her wagon.
Cleo's going on a dial.
Awfully sweet of you to say that.
And I know Violet will be happy. Oh, here's Roscoe.
Well?
Roscoe, this is Mr. Varger.
Glad to meet you.
Violet and he are engaged to be married.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and you must come to see us sometime.
Thanks. You must come to come to see us sometime, too.
I certainly will. Thanks.
Outside, Frida gingerly steps up to Hans' wagon, then knocks on the door. She withdraws her hands and steps away from the door. He opens the door.
May I come in? Yes, Frida.
Keeping her eyes lowered, she steps inside Hans's wagon. Frida turns and sits in a chair. Hans walks up to her.
Now that I'm here, I don't know how to say it, how to make you understand. If you know how I feel, Hans, to come to you about her.
Oh, Frida, I'm so sorry. I don't want to hurt you, but he's gonna sneak elephant.
If you could be happy, Hans, I would not care.
But I am happy, Frida. Never mind labels, I'm so happy.
No, Hans. You think it only. For you, she cannot bring happiness.
Oh, Frida, you don't know.
Waving his hands dismissively, Hans steps away.
But I do, Hans.
You think because she's so beautiful and I'm just a man?
Don't, Hans. Please. To me, you're a man. But to her, you're only something to laugh at. The whole circus. They make fun by you and her.
Let them laugh. They're swine. I love her. They can't hurt me.
But they hurt me.
Frida, I have been a coward. I should have come to you in the beginning. Please forgive me.
Yes, Hans. I forgive you. It is only that you should be happy, I want.
Frida turns to leave.
Frida.
She pauses.
You won't go now, will you?
No, I won't go.
Without looking at Hans, Frida leaves.
Nice! Very nice!
Hmm?
Cleopatra holds up a necklace. Hercules takes it.
It's platinum! Say! Where do you think that little pollywog is getting his money?
Listen up here. Getting so particular. How do you care where the money comes from?
How much it worth?
We got 500 for the bracelet. But this looks like thousands.
I think next time I'll take it for a cost.
Hercules stands over Cleopatra and peers closely at her.
Hey, that little ape's got ideas about you.
Yeah.
Me? I'd squash him like a bug.
That's his luck. I'll get rid of him. Go quick.
Grabbing a bottle of champagne and a glass, Hercules ducks in a back room.
Come in!
Frida opens the door and steps into the wagon.
What do you want?
She paces up to Cleopatra.
It's about Hans.
Well, I'm listening.
It's behind his back. Everybody's laughing because he's in love with you.
Go on.
I know you just make fun. But Hans, he does not notice. If he finds out, never again will he be happy.
What makes you think that I'm just making fun?
You're big, so beautiful.
And Hans is so little, so you, Dad? Well, maybe I'm going to marry him.
If you marry, it will be as you, they laugh and stare.
That's cool. Nothing like being different. Cleopatra, queen of the air, married to a dwarf.
Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Then it's not for hands you care. It's the money.
Money. You, little mind reader.
He has told you of the fortune he has inherited. Always he swore to me to tell no one until after we leave the circus.
A fortune?
And fancy you knowing about it too. Well, I can't be angry at him for that.
No, no, you cannot do this.
No? You wait and see.
Please, you can.
As Frida leaves, Hercules comes out of hiding.
A fortune! I bet the lake's worth billions.
Can you beat that? A fortune, and I have him like that.
The shrewd lands, he knew enough to keep his mouth shut.
I could marry him. Yes, he would marry me.
Cleopatra's face becomes serious as she stares into space.
Midgets are not strong. He could get sick.
How?
It could be done tomorrow.
The wedding feast. The circus troupe sits around a banquet table as a pinhead dances atop it. Hercules sits beside Cleopatra, who wears a white dress and a pearl necklace. Lowering one hand under the table, Cleopatra pours the contents of a small vial into a bottle of champagne. She picks up the bottle and claps Hans on the back. She fills Hans's glass from the bottle.
Somebody else a chance.
Wearing a fur costume and feathered tiara, Cuckoo shimmies on the tabletop.
All right, Professor.
A waltz, please.
A man wearing a bow tie stands, polishes a sword, then slides the blade down his throat.
Show him up, volcano. Burn him up.
Volcano, a black-haired fire eater, places a burning torch onto his tongue. Elvira and Jenny Lee smile and clap. Cleopatra claps Hercules on the shoulder. Hans frowns as the strong man stands and kisses his new bride. Hans glances to the other end of the table, where Madame Tetralani consoles Frida. Tears well in Frida's eyes. Frida excuses herself from the table. Glaring at Cleopatra, Madame Tetralani hurries after her. Cleopatra refills Hans's glass from her bottle again. Cleopatra grows serious as Hercules guffaws at her. Standing on the table, Angelino, a little person, gives people drinks from the loving cup, a crystal goblet. Staring wide-eyed, Cleopatra slowly rises from her chair. Angelino skips down the table to Cleopatra and holds up the loving cup. He takes a drink from the large crystal goblet, then passes it to Cleopatra. She takes the cup, then glares at the chanting wedding guests. She throws the drink in Angelino's face.
Get out! You hurt her! Get out!
The guests slowly take their leave.
You fool! Make me one of you! Will you? Well, what are you going to do? What are you, a man or a baby?
Please, you make me ashamed.
Ashamed, you! Oh, holy, jumpy Christmas! What must I do? Must I play games with you? Must Mama take you horsey back ride?
That's it! Horsey back ride! Come, come, my little fly speck. Mama is going to take you horsey back ride!
Hercules places Hans onto Cleopatra's shoulders. She prances around the table. Hercules picks up a trumpet as he prances behind them. Later.
Now, forget it, Hans. She is sorry. I'm sorry. Didn't I told you she was drunk? Didn't I told you we was only having a little fun?
Please, I understand. everything.
No, you don't. I tell you, there's nothing between me and Cleo.
Oh, be quiet. Haven't you done enough damage for one night? Don't you realize what I'm being accused of?
I ain't going to be blamed for something I have not done.
I don't blame you, Cleo. I don't blame Hercules. Only me. Myself.
Now you're talking. Talking like a man.
You fool!
Angelino spies on them through an open window.
Always, I should have known you would only laugh at me.
My sweet, I'd rather fall from the drop than break my neck than hurt your feelings. Do you understand now? It was only a joke.
Clutching his stomach and swaying unsteadily, Hans looks at Cleopatra.
Our wedding, a joke. Now I know how funny it is. Hans, the midget. Hans, the fool, Tony Voskorn, they laugh. Everywhere, they're laughing, 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 laughing.
Oh. Hans grabs the bridge of his nose with one hand, then faints to the floor.
You give him too much.
No, I haven't. I know what I'm doing. Come on, pick him up.
Setting down his drink, Hercules picks up Hans and lays him in Cleopatra's arms. As she carries him outside, Angelina retreats from the window. Cleopatra carries Hans to his wagon. She glances over her shoulder, then steps inside. The human worm, the bald man with no arms or legs, lies on the ground behind a wagon wheel and watches her. Daytime, Cleopatra and a white-haired doctor sit at Hans's bedside as Madame Cetrolini peeks in.
What goes deep?
Poison.
Madame Tetralini's eyes widen. She glances at Cleopatra, who sits with her eyes lowered.
A very bad case of ptomaine poisoning.
Doctor, did I do wrong then? Giving him mustard water?
No. Probably saved his life.
Angelino peers into Hans's wagon through a window. Brow furrowed, he sinks out of view. Outside, Frida sits on the steps of her wagon while Venus stands beside her.
Never before did he drink like that. But she kept making him and making him.
Drink, huh?
Hercules stands with one foot propped on a wagon steps. Rubbing the back of his neck, he gazes around himself, then saunters away. The circus freaks, including Johnny the Half-Boy, the Bearded Lady, the Human Skeleton, and several pinheads and dwarfs, gather in a group and stare silently as Venus approaches Hercules.
You better get Cleo to tell her doctor what she put in that wine last night.
What you're talking about?
The stuff she put in the wine.
You're crazy.
Yeah? Well, you can't get away with it. I'll tell the coppers.
So, tell on your own people.
My people are decent circus folks. Not dirty rats, but would kill a freak to get his money.
Dirty little...
He grabs Venus by the arm, then freezes. The circus freaks stare at him. Hercules releases her.
Ah, your imagination's getting the best of you.
Yeah, maybe it is. But coppers don't have imagination, so I've been told. Don't make me have to go to them.
Venus glares at the strong man as she walks away. Evening. Several of the freaks keep a silent watch as Hercules steps out of his wagon dressed in costume. He glances at Roscoe, who clutches a wig and wears a dress. Rocking from side to side, the human worm squirms underneath a wagon. Roscoe stares at Hercules, then walks off. Hercules turns. Several faces peer at him from the shadows. He turns away, then tightens the straps of his gladiator sandals. In Hans's wagon, Cleopatra wears her trapeze costume as she dries a glass with a towel.
Leo.
Yes?
It has been a week tonight since we have been married. A week. Since
I have said all those things to you.
Don't. Never can I forgive myself for what I've said.
I've forgotten it. Nothing matters except for you to be well.
Cleopatra crouches and strokes Hans's head.
So good you are by me, Cleo.
I must fix you medicine or I'll be late.
Angelina watches through a window as Cleopatra stands and takes a bottle of medicine from a back cabinet. She sets the bottle onto a table, then slips a small vial from her clothing. She opens the vial, pours a few drops into a spoon, then conceals the vial in her costume again. Cleopatra fills the rest of the spoon with medicine. Crouching beside Hans, who lies with his eyes closed, she tips the spoon into his mouth. Cleopatra stares at him a moment, then walks back to the cabinet. Sitting up in bed, Hans takes out a cloth and spits the medicine into it. He hides the cloth as Cleopatra puts away the medicine, then returns.
My little, don't be lonely. I'll never forget what you are doing for me, Cleo.
It is what I want to do, my darling.
Now
I must hurry.
Cleo.
Yes?
Will you leave the door open, please?
Yes, my darling.
Cleopatra steps out of the wagon as Johnny the half-boy walks past on his hands. She peers at him, then continues on. Crouching beneath the wagon, Angelina watches her cross to her own wagon. Cleopatra stops at the steps, where several freaks huddled under her wagon peer out at her from the gloom. Shafts of light illuminate their staring eyes. Cleopatra hurries inside and shuts the door. Looking back over his shoulder, Angelina climbs into Hans's wagon and closes the door. He walks up to Hans's bedside. Angelino nods, then departs. Smiling to himself, Hans lies back in bed.
I must hurry now and fix your medicine, my darling, or I will be late. Dirty, slimy freaks.
Johnny walks on his hands under a wagon. Flashes of lightning illuminate the camp, revealing the legs of workmen passing back and forth. Keeping to the shadows, he joins the rest of the freaks, who huddle in a dim space between two wagons.
He's waiting.
Fine.
Later, a hard rain pelts horses pulling circus wagons up a muddy lane. Inside one of the bouncing wagons, Josephine Joseph stares out of a window. She turns to her companions.
Soon we go.
Francis sits nearby with Schlitzy and Molina. The human skeleton stands across from them with Elvira and Jenny Lee. Josephine Joseph turns and peers out of the window again. The horses continue plodding through the stormy night. In his own jostling wagon, Hercules puts on a hat, then blows out a lamp. Rocky jumps out the back of his wagon, then walks alongside the moving caravan. In another wagon, Frozo sits with Frida.
You're imagining things.
No. Then I hear Hercules tell Cleo, Venus knows too much.
Hercules? Venus?
Yes.
Oh, oh. Thanks, Frida.
Grabbing his hat, Frozo leaves. In Hans's wagon, Johnny and a little person sit around the bed as Angelino plays a flute. Cleopatra shuts the rear cabinet and joins them.
My little, you must go to sleep. Your friends better go now.
I like them here.
No, Hans. They come down back tomorrow. I won't give you your medicine and get you off to sleep. Go. Go on, all of you. Quick.
Cleopatra shoos them away with her hand. Hans pulls back the covers and sits on the edge of his bed. He watches Cleopatra prepare a spoonful of medicine.
What's this?
Give me that little black bottle.
Hans holds out his hand. Tensing, Cleopatra slowly recoils from him. She glances across the room where a dwarf opens a switchblade. He huffs on the blade, then polishes it with a cloth. Cleopatra's hand falls, the medicine dribbling off the spoon. Eyes widening, she turns to Johnny, who takes out a pistol, then begins polishing it with a handkerchief. Cleopatra drops the spoon and backs away. Digging inside her clothing, Cleopatra takes out the hidden vial and gives it to Hans.
You got to swallow poison. It'll kill her.
Meanwhile, Hercules hops onto the back of a moving wagon and peers inside. Venus sits at a table with her back to him. She turns and grabs a crowbar as he kicks down her door. Outside in the storm, Frozo runs up and yanks Hercules to the floor. The two men grapple in Venus's doorway.
Frozo!
Venus is knocked backward as the horses jerk her wagon around an obstacle. Hercules staggers toward her, but Frozo tackles him to the floor.
Get off me! There's a crush in the door to make you get out!
Meanwhile, Hans's wagon tips into a ditch and crashes. Cleopatra climbs out of the back door and flees. Johnny, Angelino, and the other man hurry after her. Meanwhile, Frozo fights with Hercules.
Get out, Venus! Get out!
She calls out a window.
Hyman!
Hercules stands and punches Frozo in the face. He pushes Frozo onto a stove and chokes him. The stovepipe breaks, unleashing a gout of fire. Hercules turns and grabs Venus, but Frozo leaps on his back. Struggling, the two spill out the back of the wagon and into the mud. The dwarf with the switchblade jerks his thumb at Angelino, who walks off. As Hercules straddles Frozo and chokes him, the dwarf throws his knife. The blade sticks in Hercules' ribs. Frozo punches him, then rolls out from under Hercules as he collapses. Struggling to his knees, Hercules looks back as the dwarf approaches with another knife in his fist. Holding a blade, one of the pinheads crawls through the muck beneath the crashed wagon toward him. Hercules squirms backward on the muddy ground as Angelino and several other freaks advance toward him. Holding a knife between his teeth, the human worm squirms over the ground. More circus freaks crawl toward him from all sides. Cleopatra screams as she runs through dark woods. She stops beside a tree and glances back. Lit by flashing lightning, Johnny, Angelino, and several others close in on her.
How she got that way will never be known. Some say a jealous lover. Others, that it was the code of the freaks. Others, the storm. Believe it or not, there she is.
The carnival barker gestures into the pen at Cleopatra. Propping herself up on her arms, she now has a disfigured face and a distended belly covered in white feathers. Elsewhere, Hans paces in front of a mansion's fireplace.
But, sir, they insist on seeing you.
In all these years, I've seen no one. Have I not told you this? Send them away.
Very good, sir.
I can't see no one.
Excuse me, sir, you can't come in.
Can I?
No, sir, I have my
office.
Stop
me.
Well, I have my
office. I'm in, and I? Oh, yes, you can, Hansi, old boy. There's someone you just got to see.
Why did you come here? Please, Hans, don't be angry. Venus and Posa have been so kind by me. Please, go away. I can't see no one.
Hans turns his back on Frozo, Frida, and Venus.
But, Hans, you tried to stop them. It was only to poison you wanted. It wasn't your fault.
As Frida approaches Hans, Frozo and Venus take their leave.
Don't cry, Hans. Come to me, my liebchen. Don't cry. Don't, Hans. Don't cry. I love you.
Frida strokes Hans's head as they embrace.
I love you.
The End. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Cast: Wallace Ford as Frozo, Layla